friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Here we are in the Springfield studios. Just love it here. Love the accommodations. And in fact, if you were tuned in yesterday, you may have heard my interview with the Executive Director of Senior Services of Central Illinois, Carol Harms, and also the Director of Development and also the Illinois Senior Olympics Coordinator, Justin Uoff. Tim, as you look out the window here, we can see the Senior Services of Central Illinois right out our window. So we're going to get some volunteers. I coordinated some things where some of those seniors can come right up here. We appreciate them. If you missed yesterday's broadcast and you're a senior, they offer a host of different services and programs, and they have the Illinois Senior Olympics coming up in this next month. And so if you're competitive or want to be involved in different things from table tennis to biking to putt-putt golf and some other things, Tim, that we could be a part of. Yeah, there's a lot of different things. Well, you're too young. You can't be a part of it. You don't qualify yet. But anyways, it's Testimony Tuesday, and I'm excited to share two new friends. In fact, we're just getting to know each other. Larry, you and I had a phone call, kind of a lengthy phone call, because I asked you about some of your testimony and the book that you and your wife Joyce recently published and some of your faith journey. And you said you've been a longtime listener to the ministry these 20 or so years. You and your wife Joyce live in Mount Zion, correct? Right near Decatur.
Yes, yes.
And you recently wrote a book titled Look Up, My Battle with Leukemia and What I Learned.
Correct.
But it's about both of your faith journey through cancer and leukemia and some of the things God took you through the last few years, right?
Right. Right.
So we're going to maybe talk a little bit about that. But you were doing some shout outs about the radio ministry and some of your favorite programs. So how long have you been listening, and why do you continue to listen?
I've been listening since the mid-1990s to WLUJ here, and then in the East Side Great News Radio when I would drive to Champaign for computer work or Springfield for computer work. And, oh, I love listening to the programs on the radio station. I've so much during the week to be driving to a computer call and listen to Chuck Swindoll and Tony Evans and Charles Stanley and John MacArthur and all those great men of God. That, and the other program, even the shorter ones like Johnny Erickson Tata, hearing her stories of her faith, which is always so inspirational. And the music that you guys play, too. The Moody Broadcasting Network's just been a real blessing to me all week long. For years and years and years.
Well, on Testimony Tuesday, we're going to have Joyce go first, ladies first. And what I love about Testimony Tuesdays is hearing people's faith journey and how God's at work. Or sometimes it's later in life. Sometimes, you know, at the age of 6, I just knew I was a sinner and asked Jesus into my heart. So take us through some of your faith journey, Joyce.
Well, I think I grew up as a Catholic. And after going through a divorce in the late 80s, I just realized that, you know, I didn't believe God was finished with me just because of what I was told. So after I met Larry and we had been married, and he just kept telling me about the Bible, kept telling me about Christ and Jesus. And I just finally decided to read the Bible on my own. And I had a job at the time where I did a lot of traveling, so it was an audio version of the Bible. And once I was all the way through, I decided, that's for me. This is what I want. This is the Jesus that spoke to me. And I had no idea that when that happened, that just a few short years later, how much our faith would be tested. And part of the testing of what I went through is also in this book, but the book is primarily about Larry and his journey with leukemia and the many, many ways God showed his miracles in the middle of all that.
Now, Larry, we're going to put you on the spot, but what was it that drew you to Joyce? Was it love at first sight? Was it something about, like, her heart for people? What was it? Was she a good cook? What captured your heart right away?
I'll just say that I was single after my first wife left me for another guy. I had already been a Christian, though, for 4 years. I accepted Christ at the age of 24. So I realized then that my life was now in Christ. And so I was single, and I was happy being single because the Bible says, you know, marriage is tough. And so I resolved not to date. My next-door neighbor happened to be her boss. And so after my divorce was final for 6 months, she hounded me. You need to go out with Joyce. And I said, no, you don't understand. I'm not dating. I'm not going to date. I'm fine with being God. Finally, I gave in July of 89, and we went on our blind date, and we talked about our life's journey. And at the end of that date, I told her, I said, I'm a Christian. And I said, that's not going to church or religious. That is a new life in Christ. And that night, God spoke to me directly, basically saying, I want you to marry her. And it was a real struggle for me, but I had been counseling with my pastor. So we counseled with my pastor, and 4 months later, we were married, and that's been over 32 years ago. So the way I say it is my first marriage, she was my choice. The second one, the one sitting next to me, is God's choice for me.
And it probably didn't hurt that she's attractive, and probably that kind of was like an encouragement or an affirmation, or was that just a bonus because she had great character and other Christian traits?
I got past that years ago, that looks are okay, but it's the heart.
Right.
And so like Gideon had fleeces he put out, I had a list of over 20 items I gave to God that said, all right, if you want me to marry this lady, you're going to meet all these requirements.
23 items.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah.
I saw the list.
Well, and you have three children, and God's blessed you. And so how long after God revealed this is the one did you propose and then get married?
Oh, we were married 4 months from the blind date.
Okay.
Yep. One of the key requirements was my dad had to approve this time. I mean, my parents, and they did.
So you're 4 years into your journey with God, growing and learning and healing and loving the Bible. Were you listening to Christian radio at that time?
Yes. I found Christian radio to be a key part of my walk with the Lord, to keep me daily with God. It's not somewhere you go just on a Sunday for an hour or two. It's 24/7. But I accepted God in 1984 when I was living in New York as an IBM engineer. Because I got my engineering degree from the U of I. I grew up in Springfield, went to Champaign, got my degree, worked for IBM, and moved out there. And everything I'd worked for 24 years, through all my schooling, that I achieved. And I had the car and the house and the wife, the kid. But something inside of me it wasn't satisfying like I thought it would.
Sure.
And then a friend of mine who was a Christian told me to buy a New International Study Bible, start at Matthew, read it myself, with the notes and the information that helps, and just say, you are saved by grace through faith alone, not by any works. And that just, for me, I just couldn't understand that. But when I got in that word, wow, it changed my life. And it's been changing it ever since.
Now, Tim, we're only about 8 or 9 minutes into the program, and we haven't formally introduced our two special guests, Larry and Joyce Mazzotti.
Yes.
How about you introducing them?
Larry Mazzotti is a first-time author and is from Central Illinois. Besides being a husband and father of three children, he and his wife Joyce of 30 years run their own home-based garment embellishment business. Larry also has been a small business computer consultant for over 25 years.
Hey, so this embellishment, I've been told that I can embellish a story. How do you embellish on, like, graphics? Is that just designing in a unique way? What does embellishing mean?
Well, primarily what we do is logo wear for businesses. And so anytime we see anyone, like you're wearing a polo shirt today that has the name of your business on it, that's primarily what we do. And we do a lot of work with larger companies in the Decatur area, a lot of medical facilities, law enforcement, and we're just there to try to help people look good, because people like to show off their business name, and that's what we provide.
Now, I know with the advancement of technology, do you get, like, somebody sends in their logo and then you kind of digitize it, and then do you have the equipment in your basement, or how's this all work? Do you have an office?
That's exactly what we do. Back when, you know, I was a full-time career person, we kind of made the decision that for me to stay home with our kids would be helpful for all of us. And so back then, I made the jump, quit my job, And we got to the point where it was like I needed to do something to help with the income. And so we started a home-based embroidery business back in the fall of 1994. And we've been going strong ever since then. And I always tell people, it is God's business. We don't advertise. And we are more than busy. And God has provided avenues for us, both when I was sick with my breast cancer and Larry was dealing with the leukemia. And we were able to keep everything running and going, and it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Larry, you said that you've worked for IBM, and you're like an IT guy. What's some of the work that you do? Because you travel around a lot, because you were saying you get to tune in one of our many frequencies as you go to Champaign Urbana or Decatur towards Springfield or right. throughout central Illinois. Do you ever make it over into Indiana?
No, no. Okay. I pretty much would go over to Ashland, about as far west as I would go, Ashland, west of here, and then Champaign-Urbana would be the farthest east I'd go. But, no, I had all your frequencies preset on my radio all the way through so I could hook from one to the next to the next. But, no, I worked for IBM till 1993. They had a workforce reduction. 40% of us were let go, and so that's when I saw at the time PC networks were starting to really come out, and that was the opportunity that God led me to start helping small businesses. Instead, I was a large account rep in Decatur area for IBM, and after that, I focused on small businesses. Well, then I got moving around central Illinois a lot more, which I started tuning into your radio stations.
And then, like, what do you do? Do you work with the software, or do you work with TeamViewer and somehow programs aren't shaking hands? Or, you know, that's what we always say, Tim, when, mm-hmm. like, this computer, we can't access it. There's something in the coding or, you know, it's beyond us. What kind of technical
yeah.
stuff do you do?
I call myself a systems guy, so I will fix hardware problems or diagnose what's the problem. Or if someone's going to change to something, what do I need? Because what I see in the computer business a lot is there's a lot of options. And unless you know the right questions to ask, you can overbuy or underbuy and or hold on to software too long, right? Like you guys here at the radio station, you've got a lot of hardware.
Yeah, see, we're
software.
Working on Windows 7, and I'm yeah. thinking, do we do the upgrade to 10 or whatever they're at now? Because what might not shake hands or what programs mm-hmm. won't work anymore? And
right.
I'm kind of like, so you're going to have to stay around after this program, and we'll talk some more about some of our IT needs. But
that's what I do. I do a lot of consulting for small businesses. So, mm-hmm. But then during my cancer journey, I had to hand all that off to another company while I was recovering. And then coming back, I took less clients just because I physically can't do what I used to do.
Well, talk about that cancer journey, because as we were talking on the phone recently, you said, Mark, it's a miracle-filled story adventure because I shouldn't be as healthy as I am now. In fact, I think you have a pretty good bill of health where the outlook looked pretty bleak.
Yes, yes, it did. In 2009, I was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And since it was chronic, we were able to just watch it. Didn't need treatment right away. But by the next year, my oncologist in Decatur said I needed to undergo chemotherapy. And so I did, went through 4 rounds of chemotherapy, 5 days each, had a port put in my chest to receive that. And it worked. And then I was in remission till the summer of 2012. And then it relapsed. And then I was stage 4. What happened was, even though it was chronic, my type of leukemia had a genetic mutation. It caused it to be very aggressive. So my doctor sent me to Johns Hopkins and down to Barnes to talk to 2 experts about a stem cell transplant. And they all agreed that's what I needed to undergo. So in 2012, I had to go through 4 more rounds of chemo to knock the cancer back down low enough to receive a transplant and find a donor. And my brother, my one living sibling, was not a match. So I had to go to the Be the Match database, worldwide database of 14 million. They came up with initially 4 initial matches through the computer. They did full testing on 2, and my donor was a gentleman out of the Navy, out of the West Coast, who was my donor. Hmm. And I received the transplant at the beginning of February 2013.
And wasn't that transplant, I think the doctors and everyone marveled how perfect it was for you? I mean,
yes.
They couldn't believe or fathom something could be so perfectly fit for you.
Yes, they have 10 markers in DNA they look for, and my donor matched me 10 out of 10. They like to see at least 8 out of 10, but I had 10 out of 10, And my blood type is A positive, which is not that common. My donor also had A positive blood. So when you get a stem cell, it takes over your bone marrow, it creates all your blood. So for my body to receive that, it not only matched that, but my doctor told me later it matched far more than they could even measure. And that was, again, God's intervention.
And one of the things is if you have a donor that has a different blood type than you do and they do the transplant, your new blood type will be different than what the old one was. Mm. So that was kind of, and we think that that's probably one of the things that helped Larry be able to have such a successful journey with no rejection issues, is just because his body was already set up for that blood type. But there were so many, many things that could have gone wrong, and there were challenges along the way, but we just feel like it was a miracle from God to be able to find. Larry always says it was his golden ticket. It was kind of like a lottery ticket to win the lotto. He won the stem cell lotto because he found a donor that matched him, not just on those 10 particular things, but probably hundreds and thousands of things. And we know only God can engineer that.
Well, Joyce, you've gone through your own cancer journey. Tell us a little bit about what happened to you.
Well, and again, I said at the beginning, you know, I accepted the Lord back in 1991, and around Christmas 1997, I found a lump in my breast, and it was like, oh my goodness, this is no way to turn 40 years old, and as it turned out, that was cancer, and I not only had to undergo a lumpectomy, but it ended up spreading to other parts of the breast, so I had to have a mastectomy and then chemo. But going through that at the time, being just 40, having two teenagers and a 9-year-old at home, it was very, very challenging. And Larry was there for me through the whole entire thing. And I just really felt that after that, that there was something more than just going through this whole thing. And I've worked a lot since that time with a support group through our local hospital and just trying to help women, because it's really an awful thing, especially as a younger woman, to have to go through such disfiguring things, lose your hair and all the things that come with that. And I hung on to my scripture verse, and there was one night when I was feeling particularly awful, and I got up, and you know how your Bible just sort of flips open in the middle, and it was Psalm 118, and it was, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord, for he has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. And I held on to that scripture. I searched out other uplifting scriptures, and Psalms really became my go-to when I was going through my journey. And I think once I had gone through all of that and kind of was on the other side, and there were a lot of other things in that as well. I mean, nobody tells you that at age 40, if you go through chemo, you're also going to go through menopause, like right then, because it chemically shuts everything down. So I think we kind of coasted along in my 40s, Larry's 40s, trying to get through all of my stuff. And then at 49, Larry's like, you know, I've got this, like, these bumps, you know, what is this, you know? And that was, his lymph nodes had enlarged and they were full of the leukemia cells. So we were right back into, oh Lord, you know, we've been through this once. Encouraging that we were, that they first said this is kind of a benign type of cancer, it's slow growing. Well, to find out that Larry's particular flavor wasn't that benign, slow growing. And it actually was very accelerated to the point that when we saw the doctor at Johns Hopkins, he basically told us that if Larry did nothing, he'd be dead in 2 years. And that was a pretty hard flight back from Baltimore to Chicago. But God provided the resources and the answers. And he's a living testimony, and so am I. Not only cancer survivors, but a testimony in what God does in the process.
And I believe, Larry, when God inspired you to write this book called Look Up, My Battle with Leukemia and What I Learned, was to help others navigate through similar crisis points in their lives or health issues or questions, why me or why now? And what would you say in our closing minute here why somebody should pick up a copy, and then how do they pick up a copy?
A lot of resources out there give you a lot of how-tos and just kind of facts. We wrote about our journeys as the caregiver, as the patient, and to help other people on their journeys through it, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the key part of that that really gave me the capability and joys to overcome all these challenges was our fact that God is with us, He's in us through His Holy Spirit, and that is the strength that provides the guidance and the direction to get through it and over it, and the understanding that these bodies we walk around in are not who we are.
Right.
Larry
right.
cannot get cancer. Larry's human body can get cancer,
right.
but Larry someday will get a new body. And when I really got that, and it's all documented there in the book, how God really gave me that, I really kind of knew it. Now I know it, and I live in it every day, and that gave me the ability to overcome all the fear, anxiety, and depression.
And how can people pick up a copy, order it online? Or
yep. It's on Amazon.com. Put in, look up, and my name, Larry Mazzotti, and M-A-Z-Z-O-T-T-I, and it'll come right up, and you can get a Kindle for $4.99, paperbacks $9.99. There's also an audio version.
The book, again, is titled Look Up by Larry Mazzotti. And thank you, Larry and Joyce, for being available for Testimony Tuesday. And I just appreciate some of your faith journey and some of your sharing off air, just getting to know you as followers of Jesus, as brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm sure you've been told this many times, but God never wastes situations that He walks people through. And it seems like you're using your experience and even the heartache and the frustrations and the uncertainties, but because you're rooted in Jesus and know how He was working in and through the whole situation, you're bringing hope to others. And
right.
so thank you for using your testimony and sharing to bless our listeners today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. As they read through that, they'll see there was a few points in there where it was just, you know, you almost felt like you wanted to give up. Mm-hmm. We went through a lot in January, right before Larry had the transplant. His mom had a stroke. My mom fell and broke her hip. The day before we took him down to St. Louis, my mom had to go into a nursing home facility. Daughter was robbed at gunpoint. It's all in that book. Mm-hmm. And Larry always said, you know, I remember them talking about 2012, the Mayan calendar, you know, the world's going to end. And there was a couple of points where we said, oh my gosh, you know, do you think maybe that might be true?
Yeah.
Because it was difficult for a long time. But just as we go through one thing, God would provide a resource for us to get through it. And that's the key, is that He may not take you totally out of the journey, but He's going to provide resources for you to go through it.
The book is titled Look Up by Larry Mazzotti, M-A-Z-Z-O-T-T-I. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tim Nelson, Larry and Joyce Mazzotti with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.